some big news over the weekend in the world of athletics. On Saturday, Kenyan runner Eliud Kipchoge became the first human ever to run a sub-2-hour marathon at an event in Vienna, which was set up specifically to see if he could break 2 hours. And if that wasn't enough, earlier today, another Kenyan, Brigid Kosgei, broke the long-standing women's world record in Chicago. Joining me now to chat a bit about these incredible achievements is former Olympian and Athletics NZ Chief Executive Peter Fitzinger. Hi there, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for your time today. Let's maybe start with Brigid. That just happened a few hours ago. Pretty incredible achievement. What was the record she actually broke?
It was Paula Radcliffe's record from 2003, which was 2:15-something. She broke it by 81 seconds, which is a huge margin.
Yeah, and a 16-year record suggests that that's a pretty big achievement.
Yeah, it really is, because Paula's second-best time is 2:17, and no one had broken that either. So really, there's a few 2:17s. There's the one 2:15, and now there's 2:14.04, which is incredible.
Do we know much about the runner that broke the record?
Yes, she's 25 years old, so still quite new in marathon terms. She's finished first or second in six other big marathons. A few weeks ago, she ran what would be the world record for the half marathon, except it was a slightly downhill course. So she was primed and ready to go. I guess with the excitement just one day earlier around Eliud Kipchoge, it had gotten a little bit overlooked that, hey, Chicago was the next day.
And is there any, I heard you mention downhill there. Are there rules about marathons when it comes to record breaking?
Yeah, absolutely. So with Kipchoge's sub-2-hour effort, that was always set up ignoring the rules and well-intentioned, very, very well-intentioned. Can a man break 2 hours but without abiding by all the IAAF rules? It actually was a flat course. It was a very flat course. What they did that was really interesting, they had a lead car that was an electric car, and they had seven pacemakers. And the seven pacemakers adhered to a specific pattern that was shown off the car. So there was a laser off the car telling each pacemaker where to run. And every 4 or 5 Ks, the pacemakers would change. So they had 36 of the world's best runners as pacemakers.
Wow.
And if you watch it on TV, you'll recognize, hey, I just saw those guys at the World Championships. And so they were the pacers. They were seamlessly rotating out and rotating back in with the next group. So they were always fresh. They knew exactly what the pace was. They had a guy on a bike bringing Eliud his drinks. So they did a few things that aren't legal for a world record marathon attempt. But it doesn't take anything away from what a wonderful physical feat of human performance it was.
I see. So he broke 2 hours for the marathon for the first time. However, if we look at the world record books, he won't be in there because of these extra little conditions, yeah?
Correct. Now, he also happens to be the world record holder in the marathon.
So. Uh-huh. What's his world record? So, what's his record time?
2:01.39. So basically it's 3 seconds per kilometer faster. And if you think about the little things they've done, yeah, they're probably worth about 3 seconds per kilometer.
Okay, what else apart from those pacemakers?
There was the pacemakers, there was the special flat course. So it was 4.5 laps of a course that had roundabouts at either end. And there were the drinks being delivered to him, so he didn't have to go as in a normal marathon to people and grab drinks. So not that much, really. You know, like you think, hey, 2 minutes? Yeah, it's probably 2 minutes worth of advantage. that's about right. Yeah.
Tell me about the shoes.
Yeah, well, they're these special Nike shoes that have been around for a couple of years, and they keep trying to improve them a bit more. They have a carbon fiber plate that gives a bit of extra springiness to them. You can buy them. I think they're about $350-$400 New Zealand dollars to buy them, or to buy the previous version. You can't buy his version yet, but you can buy, let's say last year's version. And many of the top runners in the world are wearing these. The carbon fiber plate seems to give a little bit of extra spring to each step.
Okay. Was it a promotional exercise for Nike?
Well, there's another company, Ineos, which is owned by a guy, Jim Ratcliffe, who's, I believe, the wealthiest guy in Britain. He's funding their America's Cup campaign, so beware of that. has lots and lots and lots of money. So it was a promotion for his company, secondarily for Nike. All of the 36 pacemakers were Nike athletes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a couple of things we can point out there and say, well, you know, it was probably a bit more assistance than he'd get in a normal race, but still something really worth celebrating as human beings, I suppose, today.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, he's the greatest marathoner of all time. He's won 11 of his 12 marathons, and the one when he finished second, it was his first marathon, and the other guy broke the world record. So, he's incredible, really, really incredible. So now he has the world marathon record, which he had for some time, and he also has this sub-2-hour performance over the marathon distance, which is incredible.
And when you look at the times over the years, I mean, if we go back 100 years, the marathon world record was 2 hours and 55 minutes. So they've taken an hour off that time, a third off that time. And given that, you know, humans probably haven't changed much, how is it even possible? How is it possible to take 1 hour off a 3-hour record in just 100 years?
Yeah, well, part of it is more and more people focusing on it. So when I ran marathons, the world record was 208. And if you'd said someone would get down to 201, we would have taken that bet. And, you know, there's just marginal gains and marginal gains and more people focusing on it. So there are people training at high altitude and dedicating their lives. We thought we were dedicated, but the people now are that much more dedicated. They've got some more science in the training. There's the better shoes. There's the trying to optimize the course. They've got a special drink now that's just been developed in the last 3 years where you can get more carbohydrate in you during the race. There's a lot of little things. It is a diminishing return. And you've got this guy, Eliud Kipchoge, who is just remarkable. So in addition to all the systematic stuff, you've just got this one guy who is, you know, the greatest of all time.
Mm. Do you think it's just a matter of time, no pun intended, before someone breaks that 2-hour mark in a regular marathon event?
Yeah, I think someone will because, you know, we're talking 3 seconds a kilometer, which is not insignificant, but it's not a ridiculous amount either. So someday someone will. Will it be in 5 years or 50 years? It's a little bit hard to say, but the record has been falling every few years. If anybody's going to break it again in the near term, it's probably Kipchoge, but, you know, the next Kipchoge might be some 15-year-old kid who's out there just getting going now.
They didn't used to think it would be possible to break the 4 minutes mile, and now even high school students are doing it. So is there some advantage you get once you realize something is possible? Does it become more attainable?
I think so. I think so for sure. So when Roger Bannister broke the 4-minute mile, I think it was 1953, the next guy did it in the next 6 months. And now I think a couple of thousand people have done it all together. I mean, training is much better than it was back in 1953. So when you read about Roger Bannister doing it, he was a full-time medical student who sort of did this stuff on the side. Now the training is much more methodical from a young age. So that's part of it. Part of it is the training, the number of people dedicating themselves to training.
Very good. By the way, Peter tells me that there's no such thing as a world record for a marathon, only a world's best time, because the courses differ. Would you agree with that?
I'll have to check that. Yeah, it's possible.
It sounds like the sort of thing that is correct, doesn't it?
Called the world best.
That would probably be the same for rowing as well. Hey,
Yeah, could be.
Peter Fitzinger, what a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much for talking us through this.
Sure. No, thank you. It was a real pleasure. Take care.
Nice to talk to you. In case you missed it, two new world record times, or sorry, world's best times. There was Eliud Kipchoge yesterday, who broke the two-hour mark, and then overnight, Bridget Koske, who broke Paula Radcliffe's record, which had stood for 16 years.